From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose above 10,000 a short while ago for the first time in more than a year. It then slipped back and is now at 99.94. Traders may have been responding to encouraging news from the Commerce Department. Retail sales in the U.S. rose last month when one excludes a sharp drop in car sales after the Cash for Clunkers program ended. The report was better than many analysts had expected. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
After the extraordinary government incentives in August, car sales plummeted last month, but sales in many other sectors picked up. That includes department stores, grocery stores, furniture stores, and restaurants. Excluding autos, total retail sales actually rose by 0.5%. Analysts are watching retail sales very closely. Consumer spending drives 70% of the nation's economic activity, so a sustainable recovery hinges on people beginning to spend more. But that's easier said than done. Most analysts think the economy is growing again, but employers continue to lay off workers. More unemployed means fewer people able to spend and continued anxiety in the worst job market in decades. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Opening statements are to begin shortly in the criminal trial of two former hedge fund managers at Bear Stearns. They're charged with misleading clients about subprime mortgages in 2007. A federal grand jury has indicted a man who may be linked to the disappearance of some two dozen young Somalis from the Minneapolis area. NPR's Dina Temple Raston reports.
A St. Paul grand jury formally indicted 26-year-old Abdou Abdou this morning. His arrest is the latest in a broad investigation into the recruitment of a roster of young Somali Americans for an Islamic militia called Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab has been waging a civil war against the transitional government in Somalia. It's on the State Department's list of terrorist organizations, and it's thought to have links to Al-Qaeda. Abdou has been indicted on two counts of making false statements to federal agents, and they were related to a cross-country drive he made earlier this month. Abdou also denied paying for the rent-a-car he took to make the drive. The FBI says he used his debit card. Officials won't say whether the men Abdou drove are under investigation or might have been planning to join al-Shabaab. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said today he'll send more troops to Afghanistan if certain conditions are met. He said the British contingent would rise to 9,500 troops, an increase of about 500. He wants other countries to commit more troops as well. Other conditions are that Afghan soldiers train and fight alongside the British troops and that all troops be properly equipped. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 116 points at 99.87. The Nasdaq is up 24 at 21.64. This is NPR News. Iraq's Human Rights Ministry reported today that more than 85,000 Iraqis lost their lives in violence from 2004 to 2008. This is the first official death toll since the war began in 2003. It did not include the first months of the war or foreigners such as U.S. forces or civilian contractors. Finalists for the National Book Awards were announced today. The award honors the best American writers, but this year's fiction list has an unusually international feel. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
Fiction Award nominees Colm McCann, Danielle Winodine, and Marcel Theroux all have their feet planted firmly in two worlds. Theroux, nominated for his novel Far North, is the son of American travel writer Paul Theroux and was born in Uganda and raised in England. Danielle Winodine, author of In Other Rooms, Other Wonders, is the son of a Pakistani father and American mother. He was educated in this country but now lives in Pakistan. And McCann, honored for Let the Great World Spin, is an Irish-born American citizen. Rounding out the fiction list is Jane Ann Phillips, author of Lark and Termite, and Bonnie Jo Campbell for American Salvage. Remarking on this year's fiction nominees, National Book Foundation director Harold Augenbaum noted, immigrant literature is one of the great strengths of our literary heritage. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Singer Al Martino has died. He had a string of hits during his 50-year career, including Spanish Eyes and Volare. He played Johnny Fontaine, the wedding singer, in the movie The Godfather. He died yesterday at his childhood home near Philadelphia. Al Martino was 82. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.